Hello, this is Suzanne Smith-Nash, and you're listening to Thoughts on E-Learning. This is part two on web-based software, and today I'm going to talk about more unique types like photo editing, mind mapping, sketch, web conferencing, even more. Now, we talked about the benefits of web-based software and potential cost savings. So instead of purchasing Microsoft Office, for example, you can use Zoho's full suite of web-based applications for free. The cost savings multiply when you start going to more specialized applications, such as project management, concept mapping, sketch, web conferencing, which we're going to review now in part two. What's nice is that if you have a team and each member needs to have access, you don't have to worry about hosting all the software on your own intranet. So, you know, you can save money and avoid problems of needing thin client software to allow remote access to a server, secure or otherwise. Although using web-based software can have the disadvantage of requiring you to be connected to the internet, and it can be slower than software installed in your computer, there are some significant benefits. The first is the fact that you can access your information from any computer at any time. The second is that you can collaborate easily and conveniently with distributed teams. Another very critical benefit is the fact that you can back up your work and rely on a server that is less likely to crash than your own personal computer. Now, this definitely brings to mind a critical caveat. If the server is having issues and the server that the web-based software is hosted on, well, just put it this way, you're vulnerable. Let's talk about photo editing. My favorite in this is Fixer. It's kind of nice. It's you can optimize your photos, post directly to MySpace, LiveJournal, other locations. PHIXR.com. Fixer. Now, there are others like Snipshot. Very easy to use, integrates with Facebook, Bebo, also integrates with MySpace. Now, this doesn't focus on productivity. This web-based application doesn't have a lot of bells and whistles, but it integrates really easily into the social networks and communities that you might be a part of. Let's look over to Sketch now. Ajax Sketch, free. Problem, you have to use Mozilla Firefox, but you can create basic sketch items, drawings, import images, save to JPEG, and you can save it to your own local drive. Now, if you want technical diagrams, let's go to Gliffy. G-L-I-F-F-Y. G is in groovy. L is in lion. I. F is in Frank. F is in Frank. Why? Gliffy.com. You can draw and share diagrams. So let's think about this. Flowcharts, teams, process flow, co-authored articles, graphics, exhibits, appendices. It's also effective for mind mapping. But for bona fide real mind mapping, let's go to Mindomo. Mindomo.com. This online mind mapping tool is free, web-based, very easy to use, perfect for brainstorming, creative problem-solving, clustering, for use in presentations. Now, let's look at MindMeister. MindMeister.com. Now, this mind mapping software emphasizes collaborative mind mapping, which is just perfect in distributed projects or brainstorming or creative problem solving across distances. It's also good for process flow. Now let's look at little music players, jukeboxes, Ajax Tune. Play your stuff anytime, any place, and you don't need the big, clunky, horrible downloads of Windows Media Player. It's just a little chiclet, almost looking thing that goes, that plays in your corner. It looks a little bit like an instant message type thing. Now, say you want to save those files so you can play them, go to Oboe, mp3tunes.com. Perfect. Unlimited storage of MP3. Now let's say you want to play a few tunes and say, do you like my tune? How can you do that? Or your blog, did you like what I wrote about? Yes, no. Well, let's do a poll or a rating. Zoho polls, very easy to set up and use. Does not have a lot of display options, but it's useful. Another one is pollgenius.com. Now, it's an excellent add-on for blog or social network space. It's a little bit quirky, I think it's Korean, so that when you see all of the things that's been polling, all the topics, they tend to be about Korean celebrities, which are cool and exotic for one who doesn't really know who they are. So, you know, take a walk on the wild side. Group chat, Zoho chat. One of the best uses of chat is to allow group members to make decisions and have synchronous meetings. Now, I couldn't find one that could use video conferencing or video chat. That's definitely a drawback. But Skype works, but you have to download Skype. Zoho chat, don't have to download, it's just there. Fabulous. Now, let's look at web conferencing. Don't even have to download this to your local computer. It's anytime, any place. Let's go to View. V as in Victor. YEW. View.com. View is a free next generation online collaboration and web conferencing service that brings people and content together. So you can host live conferences and work collaboratively on content over time, anytime. So how perfect is this? Business conferencing. And I say it can definitely give Illuminate.com a run for its money. So these are very nice, very cool types of things. And I think that next generation has to do with not downloading all the stuff onto your computer. I mean, we're seeing this already with business simulations and flash-based programs. Now we're seeing it with web-based software. And as connections get more universal and Wi-Fi becomes more universal and more reliable and faster, I think we're going to see more and more. So I hope you've enjoyed this. This is Susan Smith Nash.